This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You no doubt have heard what for some of us in the local radio business, if you will, has been kind of some sad news. WAIK Radio here in Galesburg, which was on AM 1590 for a long time, signed off the air yesterday for the last time, which for those of us who work there, even short-timers like me, it's a pretty sad thing, but is allowing a lot of us to talk about local radio history, and no better to talk about history with than somebody really old. I'm kidding. It's Rick Heath, our engineer here at WGIL, and you still hear him on the air from time to time, even though he spends more time, I think, out of the state than in it these days.
Well, you know, there's this grandson thing that is an attraction. So,
well, you know that happens. They still haven't invented that transportation beam like in Star Trek. So.
No, but there is FaceTime, and that does help.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes, Rick. You spent a long time there, a long time ago, for lack of a better term.
That's true. From January 1st of 1978 to about the end of May of 1993, for the most part.
In terms of the stations that have been owned in Galesburg, you helped put what at one time was WAIK's sister station on the air.
That's right. In fact, I had initially started in radio probably about less than 10 feet from where we're sitting right now in 1972, and had worked while I was going to college on and off for WGIL, WGIL-FM, then before it was WAAG, and then came back to work as a reporter in the WGIL news department in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there for a while and had, as they say, the offer you can't refuse from the owners and manager of what was then only WAIK, but the promise was there that they were putting on a new FM station. The Creative Broadcasting was the group. A lot of folks may remember back to Bud Bastian, who was the general manager and a partner in that. He was partnered with Glenn Barger from Pekin in Creative Broadcasting. They did a lot with WAIK after it had just kind of been there for a number of years. It signed on in the late 1950s. The whole life of WAIK figures to be approximately 60 years, although it did not go as WAIK the whole time.
No.
It signed on as WQUB, as sister station to WQUA in Moline.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
G. Laverne Flambeau was the guy that put it on the air. Sold it after about a year to a local group of investors. Most people will remember Bud Webster. Great guy that ran the station for a number of years. And the Creative Broadcasting folks bought it from Bud. I think Bud was kind of in a transition point, getting sort of ready to retire a bit. And he went on to sell real estate. And at that point, they made it into a beautiful music station, fully automated. They contacted me about the possibility of working for them as being a news director. The guy that they had as news director was leaving, so they needed somebody. And the basic interest was not all that much until they said, yeah, we're getting ready to put on a new FM station, and we want you to be a part of that.
You can't ever really say no to an offer like that.
To build a whole new facility, and all of that was just really very intriguing.
Yeah.
So I went to work for them as news director at WAIK in January of 1978, and it was an interesting process. I was part of the morning team. Mark Hebbard, some folks will remember, and I were teamed up to do mornings, and then the rest of the day it was beautiful music, and interviews and news and a typical morning type of show. This was back in about, like I said, beginning in 1978. Mark and I had an interesting chemistry.
Yeah.
For folks who know Mark, a bit of a volatile temper and was one who loved to kind of poke at people a lot.
It's like there was a history of people with volatile tempers at WAIK, but yeah. That's another discussion for another day.
And I was kind
myself
of...
included, maybe.
I was kind of the one that was there to kind of calm things down.
There you go.
And do that. Enjoyed that. 1979, Q93 was put on the air. And so it was both stations together for the bulk of the time that I worked for them.
And Q93, for folks who don't know, became 92.7 FM The Laser when Galesburg Broadcasting bought that station over 20 years ago.
Right.
So, but you went on to spend a long time with WAIK and what was Q93 for a while. So when we've heard for a while as the company that owned Wake, as some of us affectionately refer to it, was dumping all of the stations that it owned in a more or less a fire sale type of a thing, that we wondered what would happen to Wake because there's two sister stations were sold and Wake wasn't. So I guess I'm sad, but maybe not in the way that some people would be sad that Wake went off the air.
I guess I kind of follow in the same footsteps. A number of us who work in this building today are alums of that station. And in fact, Chris McIntyre, who's on KFM, and I were having a discussion about it, and he said, well, maybe we should have a party to get everybody that used to work together. And I said, yeah, that's just kind of like those of us who are in the halls here today, because
we need to have as a company staff meeting.
Yeah, there's a fair number of us.
Yeah.
Who are doing that right now. It was a fun place to work for a lot of the time. The folks with Creative Broadcasting when it first was going were really very progressive and willing to spend money and do things right. And over time, that became less and less of the way that the station was operated. It was,
and with the exception of this company, that seems to be sort of, I hate to say, an industry thing in terms of small market type radio stations.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the attractions. It was a great place to work because they were wanting to do things that nobody else was doing in a small market radio. They were wanting to have a large market sound in a small market, which was a pretty impressive kind of thing. So that made it kind of nice to work there. Over time, different ownership, absentee ownership, lots of problems. Stuck with them. I guess that slogan, radio is my life, is kind of there. Although I've done other things, I always have enjoyed it. And it became less and less attractive. And as the rest of the country has seen, it is harder and harder for AM stations to compete against other media. And that's one of the things that's kind of great about here, because there's a lot of effort to try to make that competition.
Amen to that. My story is such that I worked there for 6 months, a little more than 11 years ago. I had just been... and I don't mind it because the owner's not there anymore. Ceremoniously was left go from my previous radio station job. It wasn't here, but I was lucky enough that I had some connections with people that worked in that company that when they decided they were going to perhaps unnecessarily get rid of the news director they had, they called me and asked me if I would come in, and I started right away. I got virtually no training, but I made it work for the 6 months I worked there before I came back here to WGIL in 2008. But I will never forget a man as associated with Galesburg Radio as anybody, Jack Larson, the late Jack Larson, came to Monmouth that day, the first day I worked there, because while he had a studio here, it wasn't working. Surprise, surprise. So he had to do his Music with Memory show from CDs at the Monmouth studio, which he was not happy ever about. But he was introduced to me. He looked at me and said, I am so glad you're here. And for a kid who wasn't feeling very confident about himself at the time, that probably did more for my psyche than probably anything that could have happened at that time. And Jack is a name that's associated with that radio station and as well with WGIL for a time as anybody is.
Yeah, Jack, for those many, many years that he and Dean Lindstrom did the Lindstrom's morning show on Sundays on WGIL, and then afternoons, I believe, on WGIL for a while.
Yeah.
Also worked at WAIK. There was a lot of transition of folks between both places, and Jack was one of those great people to work with and a great asset to that station. It became increasingly sad, and I can't speak for the last, 25 years or so, because I wasn't directly associated with it anymore, but just knowing what had happened leading up to that, equipment was not well maintained, yeah. And there was not much interest in spending any money to do that, and so it made it that much more difficult.
Yeah, it's a darn shame, I think. All right, Rick Heath, thanks for your perspective. I appreciate it. And for those of us who work there, we'll miss it, even though, I only worked there for 6 months, but it played an important part in my career, I would say, in the careers of a number of us, as you said, in this building. So
you're
stay
welcome.
Tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.